Coronavirus is coming for the world's poor. And in the world's least developed countries, 900 million people are at risk from the virus. Now, these are countries that lack the economic resources and medical infrastructure of their more developed counterparts. But they are countries that can learn lessons from their response and benefit from their support globally. The big question being, what are some individuals and groups doing to assist the needy and most vulnerable amongst us? Who are those in the forefront of feeding the needy on lockdown? Well, you'll meet one such person on the show today. I'm Femi Obong Daniels, welcoming you to the second episode of COVID-19 Heroes. Now, here comes my brother and co-anchor, Dr. Wiba Boer, is CEO All On. Hello, Wiba, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Femi. I'm doing great.
Fantastic. You must be wondering why I'm all covered up. And even though it's a confined space, you know the thing with the coronavirus, I mean, these are shared microphones, you do understand, just so we don't, So, social distancing and all of that. You can hear me, can you?
Absolutely, perfectly.
All right. Do us the honor, Wiba, of bringing our very important guests on the show today.
All right, yeah, good morning, Lagos. This morning we have the pleasure of introducing Kola Masha, who in his day job is the CEO of Babangona, which is one of the largest and most exciting agriculture companies in Nigeria. And he has decided, because of what is going on in Nigeria, and to do his part, to become the coordinator of an amazing initiative called GiveFoodNG.ng. And he is with us today to talk about this and just let us know what's going on and what their ambition is. So Kola is somebody who we all know doesn't ever do anything small. But Kola, where did this particular initiative come from, and what was the impetus behind something so ambitious right from the start? Please tell us about Give Food and what it's all about.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you today. Thanks for having me on. Now, so I think for us, the genesis of Give Food actually began with, first and foremost, the outpouring of support by everyday Nigerians stepping up to support other Nigerians in their community during this period of time. And then we sat back and said to ourselves, how can we help to create, leverage our strength as really a technology company to amplify the work of not only these incredible grassroots volunteer organizations that are out there working every single day to support people in their community, but also provide to the everyday Nigerian who wants to do something to help people in their community, a safe, convenient way to do that from their home, and a way to do that in a very efficient way. And today, with GiveFood.ng, we've actually created a platform today that as the everyday Nigerian can go on and support somebody in their community with food and do it in a way that's even more efficient than cash. So that's really what GiveFood.ng is all about.
So 1 million meals a week, that's your target. I'm wondering whether you are meeting it already. But even more importantly, how have you been able to build such a formidable coalition in such a really short time?
Well, I think first and foremost, I think it comes from the fact that literally every single business leader I picked up to and reached out about Give Food understands the urgency of the problem and understood the problem immediately and got on what we did. So I think there's a true recognition of the reality that we face here in Nigeria, and not only today, but the fact that this challenge will likely go on for a little while. And what we need is a solution that can scale and that can support communities, both rural and urban, across Nigeria very quickly. Now, so the 1 million number that we've talked about, so what we've created as the GiveFood.ng coalition is an infrastructure to get 1 million meals out every week to those most vulnerable. And the reason we've been able to do that so quickly is because we're using technology coupled with existing supply chains. So we're working with today, we have 150 supermarkets and stores across the country that have put their hand up and said, we want to participate in Give Food Day. And we're leveraging that existing supply chain and just empowering that with technology and matching them with an incredible group of grassroots volunteers that are out there serving the needy every day and creating a very efficient system for this need for food to be met.
So
I think within our first 24 hours, we were able to get, just to give some tangible numbers, within our first 24 hours, we were able to get about 10,000 meals. Within our first week, we were able to get over 100,000 meals. And so we are pushing aggressively to get up to that target of about 1 million meals a week.
Okay, and so Kola, you mentioned it's urban and rural. You know, most of the retail chains that you're working with, I imagine, are mostly urban. So how are you also getting this to rural people?
Sure. We've got really an incredible tech team that has been driving this work on the Baba Ngona side. Literally within 72 hours, the team got the version 1.0 of the system up and running and functional. And within 1.5 weeks, we've already moved to version 2.0 now. That basically enables an instant pay option. So literally, and we already have this working today with small provision shops, where you can go to a small provision shop. As long as that provision shop owner has a bank account, right, we can get that provision shop owner onboarded within a matter of minutes. And literally someone can walk up to them with one of the GiveFood.ng tokens that have been donated, and they can redeem that at that shop. And within literally seconds, that provision shop owner is paid.
Okay.
So let's talk funding. How does the program work? How do you get funds for it? How do you operate? And what's food delivery and collection like?
Sure. So let's walk through a tangible example. So, you know, if you want to support a few people in your community, what would you do? You go to givefood.ng. Basically then load, for easy math, let's say 10,000 naira on the platform. That 10,000 naira will now be converted to what we call food packs. So a food pack is a package of food designed to provide 1 week of food for an individual for about 2,000 naira. So it comes down to less than 100 naira per meal. So it's an exceptionally efficient way of getting food to individuals, much needed emergency food to individuals. Now you would have those five food packs that you just purchased in your shopping cart. Now you can then distribute those food packs in one of four ways. The first is you can simply just give that to any family in need. And then that would then be transferred to via a network of volunteers to a family in need, and they receive it as a SMS with a simple five-digit token that tells them, you know, where they should go and what they should pick up. And then they can easily, safely, and conveniently go and pick that up at their nearest pickup point. Option two is you can actually give specifically to a family you know. So you can go in as a sponsor and you can put in the phone number of somebody that you want to help, select their local government and select the store closest to them, and literally send them an SMS we send to them immediately with that same information that they can pick up. The third is for folks who want to support people in a community that they care about. So I'll give an example, like here in Lagos. If there's a particular community you care about, you can go on the platform, select the local government, select the supermarket in that community, and your donation will go directly to an amazing volunteer, trusted volunteer organization working in that area to be able to support those in need in that specific community. So we can actually get funding to a hyper-local community. And then the final one is, as I mentioned, we've got really an amazing group of volunteers on the site already. We've got over 100 organizations that are doing incredible work. And you can actually go on the site yourself and select a specific volunteer organization that you want to support, and then your donation will go directly to them, and they'll be able to get that out. And a very important thing to note is that we've set this system up once again to be more efficient than cash. So today, if you go on givefood.ng and you donate 10,000 naira, your donation will actually be matched by an additional 2,000 naira. So you'll actually be able to give 12,000 naira to the people and organizations that you care about. In addition, with our partners, we're able to create efficiencies in the system to minimize transaction costs, as well as our incredible distribution partners that we work with, the supermarkets and stores all across the country, are actually putting into the package value greater than 2,000 naira, with some going as high as putting in a value of 2,200 naira into each of the packages.
Yeah. So, Kola, obviously there's a lot of people across Lagos listening. So if on the flip side, if I'm a family or I know of a family that needs the support, how do I reach out and get on the list and get included in this? Same thing if I'm a provision store, anything like that across Lagos listening now, what do I do to get in, to either benefit from this or become one of the organizations involved in delivering this?
Excellent. So as of right now, you have the ability by going to givefood.ng to basically register A as a sponsor, someone who wants to be as a volunteer, as an organization that wants to support and help, and C as a distribution partner, whether a store, provision store, supermarket of any size. Once again, all the requirement is you must have a bank account and be able to have a basket of goods that meets some basic needs. You can get on the site very, very quickly. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And the other side.
Okay.
The other side. If you're somebody that needs the food, how do you get on?
Sure. So on the other side, someone that needs the food. So that's what we call a beneficiary. For now, we don't have an ability for beneficiary to directly register. What we would suggest for beneficiaries to do is coordinate with religious organizations, community organizations that are in their community, and they can then register as a volunteer group. And then once again, we have an incredible team that vets those teams, talk to them, understands their needs, and then basically once they're screened, gets them onto the site.
Okay. All right.
So it's a whole lot to take in. I mean, I'm just looking at this and going forward. I was going through a report that got me a little worried, talking about the continent, talking about the dire situation, considering the fact that Africa has got some of the poorest, the most needy, the most vulnerable people on the planet. And the sheer ramification of this pandemic on the poorest of the poor. Just share your experience on the field. How bleak is the picture?
Well, the sad reality is that it is and unfortunately it's probably going to remain that way for a little while. The truth of the matter is that we have somewhat of a social safety net, but as a country and a continent, we don't have the best social safety net for the most vulnerable in our society. Really, this is a true test. And quite frankly, I've been just amazed by everyday Nigerians stepping up to this challenge. The truth of the matter is we are a caring people, right? We every day, we go out and we support oftentimes our direct family members, our cousins, our sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews. But the reality with this challenge we're facing today, we have to recognize that we are all part of a bigger family and really need to step up to help protect that bigger family. And what we've created here with givefood.ng, we feel is the most efficient and effective way for somebody to do that. Mm-hmm.
So Kola, I mean, I think following on Femi's question about how bleak it is, let's actually step a second to Babangona, your agriculture business in the north. When we chatted last week, you kind of mentioned that Babangona is actually potentially growing this year and that the harvest may actually be okay. Because I think a big concern right now is what happens if people can't go to the farm and we get to harvest season and then there's no food and then we get into a food security situation. So paint that picture. Is it as bad as that, or is agriculture going to be okay?
So I think we're optimistic with agriculture. I think from what we've seen so far, today we are the single largest maize producing entity in Nigeria. This season alone, we'll be farming with our members over 50,000 acres of maize. And yes, have we had some supply chain challenges, getting fertilizer in and so on and so forth? We have had some, but I would not say it's been catastrophic. I think as an organization, Babangona, we recognize that it is in these most difficult times that it actually is when organizations and companies, responsible companies, actually have to step up to do more, not less. And so thankfully, we've got an incredible group of investors that have supported us. But basically, we've committed to actually increasing our investments at this time by over 50%. We're probably one of the only organizations hiring at this time. We've hired over 200 people just in the last month alone.
Wow.
Okay. Just so that we are able to continue to support our members to get through these difficult times and ensure that as a nation, we all have the food we need.
So okay, that's good to hear.
So let me ask you this question, and you've already hinted at it. I'm just imagining that some guy has just stumbled on this broadcast today. He's in Lagos. He has no clue where his next meal will come from. And he hears this broadcast and he hears givefood.ng and is asking, goodness me, how do I benefit? What do you tell him?
I would say today he should reach out to his community group. He should reach out to his religious community group, grassroots level organization that he's affiliated with. Let that organization go to givefood.ng today. Register as a volunteer organization today. Our team will rapidly screen them and add them to our list of trusted volunteers. And they will be able to start receiving generous donations from everyday Nigerians very quickly.
So can people also go to maybe a grocery store and just say, look, I heard about this program. How do I get into it? And then the store themselves sign them up, or it's not quite like that?
We haven't done that yet. We haven't gone to the point of getting direct beneficiaries to sign up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're still working with volunteer organizations. You know, I think one of the key things is, as we talk to the sponsors who go out and actually donate on the platform, the critical thing for them is they want to ensure that this donation is going to those who truly are in need. And
absolutely.
So that's one of the reasons why we are identifying these trusted grassroots intermediaries that we can work with that already are working with these vulnerable populations. But we recognize that as we scale and the number of donations on the site continue to grow, we will have to start looking at opportunities where we may have to have beneficiaries themselves directly sign up. We are in discussions with other groups that can basically provide us large groups of identified individuals that are really truly at the bottom of the pyramid and vulnerable at this time. So those are key ways that we're working on.
Right.
But I did want to mention one critical thing, I think, to touch on when you asked about how the site works. A very critical part of how the site works is really our corporates. We have a really dedicated group of corporate sponsors that have stepped up to say, hey, we want to try and support folks as best we can during these difficult times. And what we've done as an organization is create, to our knowledge, probably the most efficient mechanism for an organization to give in Nigeria today. So for every million naira that a corporate sponsor gives to givefood.ng, we are able to leverage that million naira up to 6 million naira. And that 6 million naira will provide 60,000 meals. Right? Put that in context. You invest a million naira, you can feed as many people as there are seats in National Stadium. And so that's a very critical part of our because the mix of sponsors on givefood.ng is a mix of day folks as well as these critical corporate sponsors that step in to help to create an incentive system to enable more and more people to come on the platform and give.
Okay, wow. So what about Impact? I mean, it's been going a couple of weeks now. And, you know, are there stories out there of families that you've heard that, you know, were kind of desperate and now this is keeping them from falling over the abyss and they're getting food and things have turned around? I mean, tell us some of those specific stories.
Definitely. I think, you know, one of the most powerful ones I've seen is, you know, you had a mother, Mama Ruth, right? She was a seamstress, mm-hmm. right? And as you can imagine, during this period of time, there aren't too many people buying, right? And literally her and her family and her husband was a mechanic, and both of them were basically earning daily wages, and both of them lost their income overnight. Mm-hmm. Good, hardworking individuals. And they literally, their whole family was only surviving by the grace of their neighbors who were giving them a little bit of gari to eat. And so through GiveFood and through one of our great volunteer organizations, Mama Ruth was able to access food, not only for her, but for her whole family. And I think thankfully, we've got thousands and thousands of stories like Mama Ruth today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Interesting.
And then what happens to the family? Let's say, okay, she's now able to start getting a bit of an income. It's up to them then to say, look, I no longer need this support, right?
Well, that's where the grassroots level volunteers step in, right? So those grassroots level volunteer organizations, they know the folks that are maybe with the easing of the lockdown, they're doing a little bit better, right? But then there's these other folks that are still struggling. That's really where the role of the amazing grassroots volunteer organizations come in.
Okay.
Wow. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. But what a conversation we've had with you, Kola. Amazing. There's much to unpack. And I'm looking forward, perhaps, to having you join us again at some other time, right?
Look forward to it.
All right. Kola Masha, CEO of Abangona, one of the largest agricultural aggregation companies in Nigeria. Everything they do, everything he does, as Weaver said, he does at scale. No small measures, no half measures. Thank you very much for your time, Kola Masha.
Take care now.
All right, Weber.
Thank you, Kola.
Well, still much more to come on the show, COVID-19 Heroes. We'll be presenting yet another hero on Monday.
All right, have a great week.